श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिने इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्य कृपा सिंधु भयेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि श्री गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। मुकम करोति वाचलं पंगुलं हयति गिरिं जत्कृपा तमहं वन्दे परमानन्द माधवं श्रीगुरुदिनतरणं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरम्। सो टुडे टॉपिक गौरांग प्रभु हैज केप्ट द टॉपिक इज परफेक्ट एस्केप। ही डिड नॉट टेल मी दिस टॉपिक, आई ओनली केम टू नो व्हेन आई कम हियर। But when he told me, Maharaj, the topic is perfect escape, then I was thinking, escape from what? From this dusty life of Bombay life. From dust we escape from the city. Or escape Bombay is always a terrorist threat. Maybe children are thinking about escape from terrorist. We can escape from so many ways. The boy who is serving me, he told me, Maharaj, in the poster they have put escape, perfect escape, and they have put a picture. I have not seen that poster till now. There is some tiger running after a deer and escaping. To escape from death. The point is, that will be today's topic. Very pleasant topic for you. The topic is death. How many of you like death? Raise your hand. Who likes death? Who likes death? None of you like death. You may not like death, but death likes you very much. Yes. Death likes us very much. Death is our best friend. Death is our most intimate associate. From your childhood, if you analyze, you will see so many friends you have made. Childhood friends gone, then school friends gone, then college friends, they're gone, then job friends. They're changing. But this is one friend who never changes. He always stays with us. Prabhupada is saying, birth means death. As soon as you take birth, the death comes with that. So this death, it's very important subject matter. But we very expertly try to how to escape from this subject matter. No? Don't discuss the subject matter. We are all trying how to live nicely. But no one thinks how to live nicely. So that's why Prabhupada is saying, साधन कर भजन कर मरते जानले हय। डू योर ड्यूटी, डू योर साधना, डू योर भजन, बट लर्न हाउ टू डाई। सो दैट इज द मोस्ट इम्पोर्टेंट सब्जेक्ट मैटर इन योर लाइफ। वी हैव टू डिस्कस एंड अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट इज द स्वरूप ऑफ दिस डेथ, व्हाट दिस डेथ ऑल अबाउट। Death is subject matter, which is as sure as death. Death is absolute truth. Death is undebatable subject. There's so many debates on different topics, but no debate on death. Whether Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Yehudi, Indian, American, Pakistanis, BJP, Congress, Communist, When death comes, we are all same board, on the same board, isn't it? Have they different opinion about death? No. They all agree. It's one thing they agree. All other things they disagree. But interesting thing is, something that we all agree, we don't want to listen about that. We close our, no, don't tell me about death. Everybody is scared. They see this death. Oh, death, don't tell me about death. But we should understand, in our life, the most glorious and important moment of our life is the death. From the time, the moment we took birth, all the up to this moment, we leave this body. So many moments we pass through. But most important moment is this death. That's why it is a prime duty of our life is to learn how to die. We have a very famous movement in India established by Mr. Ravi Shankarji. What is the name of that movement, you know? Art of living. But Bhagavad teaches art of dying. People may think, oh, art of dying? I don't want to learn that. Art of living, Ravi Shankar Baba, Akubhal, very nice. I learn art of living. But point is, if you don't see death in front of you, then you try to give nice shape to your living style, then that is not good art of living. The art of living in this material world, the design ignoring the presence of death. They do everything, all planning and everything, as if I have no death, I will not die. So that is the reason when Yudhishthira Maharaj was asked by Dharmabhaka, Dharmaraj, Kim Ascharyam, what is most surprising thing? Then Yudhishthira Maharaj said, Ahani Ahani Bhutani Kachanti Jama Mandira. At every moment we see, one after another, somebody going to crematorium place, Ram Nam Satya Hai Aur Sab Jhuta Hai. When they carry the dead body, whether Astik or Nastik, they all chant Ram Nam Satya Aur Sab Jhuta Hai. They go to crematorium place, when body is burned, they come back, then Aur Sab Satya Hai Ram Nam Jhuta Hai. Nothing like that. So this is the most ascetic things. The people, they don't recognize. That's why, if you will analyze these Vedic literatures, you will see how much importance, emphasis been given on the subject matter of death. I will tell you about that very soon. So that what I was telling, if you don't recognize death, your lifestyle will be in one way. As soon as you recognize death is there, your whole lifestyle will change. Our lifestyle, advancement of a modern society, civilization, the progress of science, everything is based on as if there is no death. If you count on death, then a lot of change will take place in your life. Because the death is another form of Krishna. You know Krishna is saying, Kalasmi aham. I am time, I am Kala. Mrityu sarva harasyaham. In the form of death, I take away everything from people. So that is what death is. Some people may say, oh, I am so busy, I have to do so much duty, I have no time to go to temple to take darshan of Radha Gopinath. I am so busy, too busy. Where I have time? I have to do this, I have to do that, so much duty. Do our duty. Why you go to temple? I have no time to go to temple. Then Radha Gopinath saying, oh, you have no time to come to see me? No problem, you stay in your house. One day will come, I will go to your house to give my darshan. No problem, you will get my darshan. One day I will reach at your doorstep, knocking at the door. That day Radha Gopinath will reach. doesn't matter a devotee or demon. You are astic or nastic, theistic or atheistic, it doesn't matter. Everybody will see God. One day in your life, you will see God, but in different form. In which form? In which form everybody will see God? In the form of death. Mrityu sarvaharasyaham. Now we don't surrender, but when he comes in the form of death, that time we can't say, oh, I have no time, I have to do so much duty. Immediately you have to go, no, no, please wait. The last smoke I will take. No, immediate, out. No, no time. Immediately you have to be out. Nothing will work. So our acharya is saying, this is an embarrassed position. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, ebbe nabhajile jasodasuta charame padibe laje. Better you surrender now. If you don't surrender now under the lotus feet of Nanda Maharaj's son Krishna, then ultimately you will be put into a very embarrassed position. What is this embarrassed position? That one day you will be forced to surrender him. You will be forced to see him. But that day how will you see him? You will not see his most beautiful, most attractive form, Dibhuja Muralidhari Samasundar form. You will not see that. You will see, observe his most ghastly, fearsome form as death. And you will be forced to surrender to that form. But the intelligent people, they don't wait for that moment. They surrender in advance. In advance they surrender. Thus they become very much benefited. So that's why this subject matter, death, is a very important topic. Subject matter should not be ignored. Because we may ignore death, but death will never ignore us. Death gives us a lot of importance. So we have to give some importance to death. So that's why the purpose of whole human life is just to prepare to face this one moment of our life, to face that. The four kinds of problems in our life, birth, death, old age, disease. Birth time, very lot of pain, but we have forgotten. We don't know what pain was. Only scriptures we read, at the time of birth you get lot of pain. We must be getting a lot of pain because as soon as the baby takes birth, starts to cry. When everybody enjoying, laughing, the baby is crying. Baby enjoying his suffering from his pain, everybody enjoying. So that we have forgotten. Then disease, we have some experience of disease. With disease we have experienced. Disease we have experience and disease has come and gone, then again disease will come. For some period we experience disease, the sufferings of disease, isn't it? Then old age, also for a prolonged period, you will experience old age. The sufferings of old age, very old, you cannot walk, you cannot see. Maybe you have become old, you have diabetes. You are owner of a big sweet shop, but you can't eat a sweet. Oh, so much torturing, you know. No? You want to, your grandson eating chola bhaj, but you have no teeth. But you want to eat this chola, but you can't eat. You have to go through all this experience that we can understand. But what is the experience of death? How long it lasts? Death lasts for one moment, isn't it? So what is the experience? Everybody is so much worried. They are worried for this death. See, only one moment experience you will get. But everybody worried. Not only us only. Starting from an ant, all the way up to Brahma. Everybody struggle how to defend themselves from this moment of death. But according to scripture, this moment is the most important, glorious moment of our life. This moment is meant to make or break whether we make or we break, that depends on this movement. The purpose of this human life, the real perfection of this human life, is to prepare our whole life how to face this movement, this death. So that's why we'll discuss about death today. I'll tell you from the scripture how important, mainly how important this death is. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna has dedicated the whole chapter, 8th chapter, Akshara Brahma Yoga, for discussing this death. If you die, daytime where you will go, night time what will be your destination, Uttarayana, Dakshinayana, what will happen, at the time of death, whatever your consciousness is, jang jang bapi smaran bhavam tejantyante kalevaram, tang tanga viti kunti sadat adhav bhavitah. Son of Kunti, at the time of death, whatever state of mind you are in, accordingly you will have destination. At the time of death, if you are thinking, oh, how nice it will be if I can get chicken soup, then nature is observing, oh, you like to enjoy the meat, flesh, I'll reward you for a nice body so you can enjoy as much as flesh. Become lion, become tiger, enjoy. No fear, no restriction. And no sin also. Tigers, they eat flesh, they kill animals, they have no sin. But animals, they don't incur any sin. They have no sin or piety. Only human beings incur that. So Krishna saying, at the time of death, whatever we think, accordingly we are destination. That's why he is saying, we have to be very, very careful. What we are meditating upon at the time of death? Antakale ca mameva smaran mukta kalevaram jap prayati sab madbhavam jati nasti atra sansaya. There is no doubt. Antakale ca mameva. At the time of death, one who is thinking about me, he will attain my nature, the supreme, the transcendental nature. So this is the secret of death that we have to learn. The goal of our life is to remember Krishna at the time of death. If at the time of death you remember Krishna, then your future life is better. This is a good escape. Escaping from the material existence. What we have to do at the time of death, all we have to do? What we have to do? What we have to do? So now you have learned everything. So now no problem. Then someone will say, oh, very good. Now you know the art of dying. All you have to do when time of death comes, remember Krishna. Bas, finish. So what is the problem? What a big deal? What a big deal? Why these Hare Krishna people chasing us, behind us? No meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, come for Mangalarti, this. Why you have to do all this trouble? Why do we have to go through all these troubles? All we have to do, whatever you like, at the end of life, when at the time of death, just remember Krishna. Can you do these small things? Very difficult? Is it difficult? Very simple. When death comes, just remember Krishna. We know the art. Why unnecessarily we have to go through all this practicing devotional service, surrender, regularity principles, this, that, what for all this? Drama is going on. So no need. But there is one problem. The one problem is, we cannot remember Krishna. Now, why we can't remember Krishna? You remember something, you meditate upon something, you remember something, through what? By your belly? By your hand? By what? By your mind. We remember by mind, through mind. But Krishna is not subject to mind. He is beyond mind and intelligence. How can we think Krishna through mind? Mind is material. Intelligence is material. And Krishna is beyond mind and intelligence. So how can you capture Krishna through your mind? It's not so easy. It's not possible at all. And it is not so easy also. We ISKCON full-time devotees, we know how difficult it is to remember Krishna. How difficult it is. In a time of death, it's very painful. At the time of death, very painful. Any of you, you know the scorpion? Any of you bitten by scorpion? Any of you have that good fortune to be bitten? Raise your hand. Let me see. Only two fortunate souls. Few. Four or five. Yes, I am also one of those fortunate souls. Because I am from village. In village we live with nature. In our house, cockroach, rats, everything, they are crawling. So sometimes they give their blessings. And I have experienced this scorpion bite, very painful. If one scorpion bites you, you will jump in ecstasy, you know. Yeah. So just imagine, Shastra says, I have heard from my mother, at the time of death, you will feel the pain as if 10,000 scorpions biting you. That much pain. But I heard one of the book, read in one of the book released by your boys or your Prabhuji from Pune. They quoted some verse from some Purana. That verse says, at the time of death, you will experience the pain of biting of 40,000 scorpions. Can you imagine how painful is that time? Huh? And who can remember Krishna at that time? That time, oh my mom, oh my dad, mom, dad. No Krishna that time. So, we do like this. And we ISKCON devotees, we know it very well. We chant every day regularly 16 rounds, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. That also very difficult to remember Krishna. Somehow we struggle to remember Krishna. And someday we have headache or a fever. Oh, today I can't chant. We put a bit bag in parking lot. Tomorrow I'll chant. Sometimes I think, if this much pain, we don't feel to remember Krishna chant our rounds. And what is the question will remember Krishna when we are going through experiencing the pain of biting 40,000 scorpions? Just try to understand. One difficulty is, Krishna is beyond mind. We can't capture Krishna through our mind. And second problem is, so much pain. It's very difficult to remember Krishna. Who can remember Krishna? That's why, rightly King Kulasekhara is saying, that prana prayana samaya kaphabata pita kanthavruddha kutha smaranamte. O my Lord, at the time of death, prana prayana samaya kaphabata pita kanthavruddha, throat will be choked up with kaphabata pita. Kutha smaranamte. That we came to know, just you have to do at the time of the remember Krishna. But kutha smaranamte. Who can remember you? No one can remember Krishna. But Krishna, by his sweet will, if he appears in my mind, then only I can feel. I can remember him. This is secret. It's very easy to remember your father, mother, your son, daughter, very quickly. But to remember, we have experienced, to remember some material relation very quick. But to remember Krishna, we have to struggle very much to remember Krishna. And even if we remember, very quickly he'll run away somewhere. So that is the problem with us. So it's not such easy subject matter. Then what is the process? What should we do that Krishna will appear within my mind at the time of death so that I can remember him? The process is, we engage in devotional service. The process is, we engage in his loving devotional service. So much so, that Krishna will feel obligated. He will feel, we have to make him feel obligated. Oh, let me appear in his mind at this time of the crisis of his life. So Krishna will feel obligated. So that is the reason why We follow rules, regulations, engage in devotion, loving devotional service. To make Krishna feel, to appear within our mind, to make our death a successful death. And the successful, perfect escape. So that will make the real perfect escape. We escape from this material existence. So the point I'm trying to make is so important subject matter, the Bhagavad Gita has dedicated whole one chapter for this. And what to speak of Bhagavad Gita? Just see about Bhagavatam. The whole Bhagavatam was spoken to Parikshit Maharaj by Sukadeva Goswami based on one question. You know what is the question? The question was not, "Oh, Sukadeva Goswami Gurudev, tell me, how can I live nicely?" Parikshit Maharaj was cursed. At the end of seventh day, you will die with snake bite. But when Sukadeva Goswami came, he did not say, "Oh, Gurudev, please tell me, how can I live for another 6 months?" That is what we would do. Doctors say, "Oh, only one more month." We run around all over the world. Where I can go, I can survive another 6 months. But what Sukadeva Goswami did, what Parikshit Maharaj did, and his question was, "Please tell me, my death is imminent. Everyone's death is imminent. What should I do to get perfection in my life?" We may think, "No, no, only old people, they will die." But you see, who is old? Are you old man? You're not old man? Everybody is old man. There is an English, they say, "How old are you?" "I'm 60 years old." "You're 60 years old. How old are you?" "I'm 30 years old, but you're old." 10 years, "I'm 10 years old." Everybody is old only. That's why they say, "I'm 10 years old." Everybody old only. And how will justify that? So what is old age? Old age is the time before death. The stage of old age. Old age than death. The phase of our life, stage of our life before death is old age. Nowadays, anytime you will die. So that means anytime you are old man. Yeah. Previously, ancient time, unless people become old, they will not die. Only old people will die. Even in the childhood time, in village we have seen, hardly young people they die. The old ladies, they can't walk, they can't see, doing like this, you know. They, in the village you go, you'll see like that. Even in my childhood time I have seen, you know, not so many people they die, immature during youth time. As the way nowadays people are dying. So much brain stroke, cancer, this, that, all these diseases were not found before. We did not know all these brain stroke, all these things. So now there's all kinds of, any time you may die. So death is there, is imminent for everybody. So that's why Parikshit Maharaj is asking, he's asking the most valid, the whole Bhagavatam was spoken to answer this one question. Parikshit Maharaj could have asked, "No, tell me, how can I survive more?" But he asked most important question. Actually, Parikshit Maharaj, when he went to prepare himself to die in the bank of Ganga, he was doing prayapavesana. All the saints, Muni Rishi from all of the earthly planet, they came to see him. The glorious departure of Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj could easily have asked all the great saints, "Please tell me something, I can save myself." What a snake bite. In nowadays also there are people, if somebody bitten by snake, they have some mantra, they can cure him. In fact, Parikshit Maharaj, when he was cursed that he will die in 7 days by snake bite, and Purana describes this, there's one person, his name is Bhrigu, Brahma, not Bhrigu Rishi. He was going, he knows the mantra. If somebody dies snake bite, he can bring him back to life. So he was going to save Parikshit Maharaj. So when he was going, Parikshit Maharaj is there, doing prayapavesana, not drinking, not eating, is waiting to die. The Brahman is going, Parikshit Maharaj will die by snake bite, he will chant some mantra and bring him back to life. So when he was walking, then he met one person on the way. And that man asked this Brahman, "Where are you going?" And the Brahman said, "I am going to Parikshit Maharaj, that he is cursed to die in snake bite, and I am going to save his life." And this man asked, "How can you save his life? I know mantra. Somebody die in snake bite, I can bring him back to life. So I have some takshaka serpent coming to bite him, but I can bring him back to life." Then that person, he manifested his own form, real form. He was takshak himself. He said, "I am going to bite him. And you are so powerful, you know so powerful mantra, you can bring him back to life." And Brahman said, "Yes, you want to test me? You test me?" This takshaka serpent, this very powerful poisonous serpent, they don't have to bite somebody. They'll just pass by you, through you, you'll be finished. Yeah. Just like the Kalyanaga. Kalyanaga was so poisonous, there's no need for him to go and bite somebody. Anybody that drink water of Yamuna, that lake, they'll be killed. Whole water become poisonous. What to speak of water become poisonous? Even if the bank of river, that lake, no trees grew there, that also become poisonous. What to speak of the bank of lake become poisonous? If any bird would fly above the lake, there's so much poison, the bird will fall into the lake also, die. This kind of takshaka, lugdhaka, kumbhaka, in Nagaloka they are residing there. So takshaka was like that. So huge banyan tree. So takshaka, by fire, he burned the whole banyan tree into ashes. And this Brahman, he chanted mantra. Then takshaka was surprised to see the tree is growing, gradually growing, 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 growing. Huge tree. Takshaka was very surprised. Takshaka thought, "Oh, my plan is to kill. But if this Brahman will chant mantra, bring him back to life, then all my plan is in vain." And takshaka asked the Brahman, what benefit you have? Why are you going to bring him back to life?" The Brahman said, "I will get good donation, good dakshina." Then takshaka said, "How much dakshina are you expecting?" Then Brahman said, "And 1 lakh rupee, euro, dollar, whatever was currency that time." Some amount he said. Then takshaka said, "Okay, I'll give you double than this. You go back from here." But Brahmanas are generally very greedy, you know. He got double than that, he left. That's why later on all the rishis become very upset with him, angry. That you are so greedy that you do not come to save the great personality like Parikshit Maharaj. The point I'm telling you, that Parikshit Maharaj could try to save his life. Because all great personalities, all the Muni rishis were there. But he did not ask about that, how I'll survive more. Actually, the demigods, they had come there also. Demigods told Sukadeva Goswami, "Oh Sukadeva Goswami, we have brought nectar, please give this nectar to Parikshit Maharaj, he will not die. And in exchange, you give us Bhagavat nectar." And Sukadeva Goswami became very angry. He said, "What nonsense are you talking? You are bringing some nectar from heaven and telling me to exchange with you with Bhagavata nectar. Get out from here." Yeah. You are comparing with your heavenly nectar to the Bhagavata nectar. The point, all the great personalities were there to save Parikshit Maharaj's life. But Parikshit Maharaj did not ask that question. And all these Muni rishis were gathered there. Then Parikshit Maharaj said, "Oh, saintly personalities, thank you very much for coming here. But at the end of my life, I have one question to ask you. that my death is imminent. And everyone's death imminent. Please tell me. I have only 7 days my life. So what should I do to get perfection in my life? So different kinds of rishis were there. Karma kandis were there. Jnana kandis were there. Yogis were there. So all karma kandis, they stood up. Oh Parikshit Maharaj, no problem. You committed some sinful activities. Parikshit Maharaj, he had gone for hunting. He was very thirsty. So he went to Samyakrishi's ashram. Samyakrishi was doing tapasya, seriously. But when Parikshit Maharaj went very thirsty, asked for a glass of water. So Samyakrishi did not respond. Parikshit Maharaj was very offended. So he became angry. And there was a dead snake lying there. He put the dead snake around the neck of Samyakrishi. So he committed a mistake there. So Karmakanda said, no problem. We have some process of atonement. Karmakanda, Thurka, you do some atonement. Then you know all your sinful reactions will go away. But Parikshit Maharaj, being a great devotee of Krishna, said, what is this atonement? This is like an elephant bath. Like in our Hindu Shastra, so much atonement, you kill this, you do this atonement, do this papa, do this atonement. But he said, then you do atonement, then again you commit sinful activities. And Christians, they have a system also. Every Monday or Sunday they go, they'll go to church. They have confession. On the other side of the window, one priest will be sitting. He cannot see your face. And you go and tell the priest whatever sin you have committed. What is the sin? To kill somebody is not a sin for them. Maybe lying or something like that. So they'll express the thing, we're free from sin. And next day they'll start committing sinful activities. Parikshit Maharaj, this elephant bath, he rejected. So all the karmakani, they sat down. Then all the jnani, they stood up. Yes, Parikshit Maharaj, karmakani is nothing. Jnana is the great. By the fire of jnana, you can burn all your sinful reactions, no problem. Then Parikshit Maharaj said, what? Jnana? I have only 7 days. Bahunang janmanamante jnanavanamang prapadyante. Path of jnana takes many, many lives. But I have only 7 days. Tell me something. 7 days I get perfection. Then all the jnanis, they kept quiet. They sat down. Then all the yogis, they stood up. No. Ashtanga yogis, jama, niyama, pranayama. The pranayama, not our Ramdev Baba yogis. Ramdev Baba yogis is different yoga. The purpose of yoga, how to refrain your senses from the sense objects. But purpose of Ramdev Baba's yoga is how you engage your senses more in sense objects. It's different. But that pranayama is different. Yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, pratyahara, dhyana, dharana, samadhi, ashtanga yoga paddhati. So the yogis just said, Parikshit Maharaj, you follow the path of yoga. Then Parikshit Maharaj, what? I have only 7 days. The yogic process took thousands of years. You are recommending this yoga process. What can this yoga do to me? Then all these yogis, they sat down. All thousands of muni and rishis surrounding Parikshit Maharaj. Vyasadeva was there also. Narada Muni was there also. Jaimini Rishi was there. All great personnel sitting there. Then they saw one very special personality approaching the assembly. He's completely naked. It's all hair scattered here and there. He's walking like a madman. And all the village ladies and children, they think he must be very insane, mad person. So they're chasing behind him, you know. Some strange person, somebody naked in village. So people, there's some strange person, all small children and ladies pursuing him. But when that person approached this assembly, all the central personality, by seeing his bodily features, Mahapurusha Lakshana, they could recognize he's not ordinary personalities. Sukadev Goswami, he was Sukadev Goswami, the blessed son of Srila Vyasadeva. Very broad chest and his whole bodily features. Very nice. All the symptoms of Mahapurusha was there. So as soon as Sukadeva Goswami was approaching that assembly, all thousands of central personalities except Narad Muni, Vyasadvan Brahma, they all stood up very respectfully, welcoming Srila Sukadeva Goswami. Parikrit Maharaj welcomed, placed Sukadeva Goswami and a nice Vyasasan, washed his lotus feet, did arati to him, then he sat down at his lotus feet. So my dear Gurudev, I have one question to you. I have only 7 days. Please tell me, I have only 7 days in my hand. What should I do to get highest perfection in my death? Because I will die after 7 days. Then Sukadeva Goswami said, oh, 7 days? You have so much time in your hand, no problem. Then Sukadeva Goswami gave example of Khatanga Maharaj. Khatanga Maharaj was a king in ancient time. He was ruling all over the earthly planets. Nowadays, it is very difficult to accept, even if to conceive, that one person rules all over the earthly planet. Yes, Ambarish, Prithu, Parikshit, they are ruling one person, because they are great devotee of Krishna. They are empowered by Krishna. The Kali Yuga is not possible because people are not devotee of Krishna. That's why there are so many small countries. But before, only one country, one ruler. The Khatanga Maharaj is ruling all over earthly planet. So once there is big fighting between demigods and demons. So demigods were almost defeated. And Khatanga Maharaj is such a powerful personality, the demigods from heavenly planet, they came to invite Khatanga Maharaj. Please come and help us in fighting with the demons. And Khatanga Maharaj is such a strong personality that he went to heaven and he fought with demons, and all the demons are defeated. Demigods are victorious. They're all glorifying. Oh, Khatanga Maharaj ki jai. They're glorifying. Then when the battle is finished, then Khatanga Maharaj will come back to the earthly planet. All heavenly citizens are very happy. Oh, you are Khatanga Maharaj going back to earthly planet. Please tell us, we want to give you some gift. Any gift you want from heaven, for you saved our lives. What gift you want? Please tell, we will give you. Because earthly planet, there are many things they don't have that we have here. Please take. Just imagine, one of us would have an opportunity to go to heaven. Then he will be told that we have a chance to come back to our house, to Mumbai. And that person will be told by heavenly people, please tell what gift we can give to you. What we would do? What we would choose? Immediately we would pick up few apsaras, Ramha, Menaka, Parijata flowers, Ayavata Hasti, okay. But Mumbai, we don't have all those things. Some interesting things. But Khatanga Maharaj, he did not gather all these things. I have experienced in my life, you know, even if I have not gone to heaven, at least I have gone to America. When first time, like 25 years, in 81, first time I went to America. Now many things we have, those things, and many things, in Western things we have in India, but that time, hardly anything we have, right? Western have any electronics, anything. I would see, I would think, oh, how I take something to Mayapur, you know. So much so, that time they have nice glass, you know, plastic glass. They drink and throw it. Sometimes, one time they drink and throw, very nice plastic glass. So I used to save some of the plastic glass. I would be, how can they throw things like this? Those glass, plastic, not the plastic glass in India we have. Very thin plastic glass. By the time you hold, it's falling down. Not like that. In West, a thermocol glass, plastic, very interesting. They say in America, the amount of things they throw in garbage can, whole India can be maintained with that. Yeah. Whole India can be maintained with that. They throw that. So, when I went, I had the same experience. I can relate. Somebody go to heaven, what will feel, what to bring here. But Khatanga Maharaj was intelligent. He said, "Oh, demigods, if you want to do any favor to me, you are all perfect beings. Please you tell me how long I will survive." And all the demigods, they sat down to calculation. At the end of the calculation, they said, "Oh, Khatanga Maharaj, after one moment you will die." Then Khatanga Maharaj took advantage of that one moment. Ante Narayana Smriti. So Sukadeva Goswami answering to Parikshit Maharaj, three things you have to do. Hare Namanu Kirtanam. Chant the holy name of Hari. Sravanam Kirtanam Ante Narayana Smriti. Ante Narayana Smriti. Jang Jang Bapi Smaran Bhavam Tejantante Kalevaram. Tang Tangaviti Kante Sadat Adhavavita. At the time of death, what do you think? That will be your destination, make your destination. That is Krishna saying, Antakale cha mamema smaran mukta kalevaram. The goal of our life, that we should have that peaceful departure, perfect escape, remembering the holy name of, holy form or name of Krishna. I came here, before I come, I was in Kanai Natsala. I was giving Bhagavat Katha to our devotees. We have 100 devotees, Grihastha devotees from Mayapur Devan to Kanahin Atsala. So we are reading first canto of Bhagavatam. So I am not so conversant on Bhagavatam. I don't read so much books. But because I have to give seminars, so I have to read this book now. So I was preparing. While I was preparing, I found very interesting thing. Saunak Rishi asking 6 questions to Sutta Goswami. Completely different questions. What is the Shreya of the life? Tell me how Krishna took birth from Devaki and Vasudev. Tell me the sweet pastimes of Krishna, our different incarnations. Tell me when Krishna left the planet, where Dharma and Jnana they took shelter. All these questions. But Sutta Goswami, he is giving different answers. The different answers means, in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, towards the end, Sukadeva Goswami will come and Parikshit Maharaj will ask this question. Prior to that, Sutta Goswami has described the departure of 7 personalities. First departure of 5 sons of Panchapandav, death of 5 sons of Panchapandav. Then death of son of Drona, Asvastama, that is one kind of death also, varieties of death. Then death of Bhishmadev. Then after death of Bhishmadev, then there is a death of Dhritarashtra. And after death of Dhritarashtra, then there is death of Krishna. We don't tell Krishna's death, we said, what do we say? Departure, disappearance of Krishna. But there is one kind of death also. Then there is death of Panchapandavas. In one canto, so many death. And if you go to the Bhagavatam, varieties of deaths, pastimes are there. Right? Death of Ajambil, death of Hiranyaksha, death of Hiranyakasipu, death of that son, Chitraketu's son. The most glorious death of whose death is very glorious? Vitrasur. Yeah, Dhruva Maharaj also. I think I can publish on second part of this death book. All this analyzing, yeah, very interesting. Analyzing the death of different personalities is different. Dhruva Maharaj's death is one kind of death. When Murtu death came personally, he put his step on his head and went back. All different. See how Ajamila's death, Hiranyaka death, Hiranyakasipu's death, the death of this demon, what is this demon? Vitrasur. His welcoming death. It's very interesting if you analyze the death of different personalities. But because now we have passed the time, but last one subject I'll tell you, the how death is inevitable. That's why Krishna saying, Jata Sahi Dhruva Mrittu Dhruva Janma Mrittasacha. One who has taken birth, he must die. No one can avoid death. I'll tell you one pastime I heard from Srila Radha Govinda Goswami Maharaj. he was telling, then I will end my katha. So Maharaj was telling, once Vyasadeva's grandfather came and approached Vyasadeva. Oh Vyasadeva, my dear grandson, I am very much afraid of death. Can you do something so I don't die? Then Vyasadeva said, how is it possible? Everybody will die in this material world. Brahma will die, Indra will die. How you will not die? Then grandfather said, no, you are Bhagavan, you are incarnation of Bhagavan. You can do everything, please do some arrangements. I am very much afraid of death. Make some arrangement, I will not die. Then Vyasadeva felt very obligated to satisfy his grandfather. He said, okay, let us go to Yamaraj. I can request Yamaraj so that you don't die. So Vyasadeva with his grandfather went to Yamaraj. Oh Yamaraj, please do me a favor. My grandfather, he is very afraid of death. He doesn't want to die. Can you stop his death? Yamaraj said, how can I stop his death? I am not controller of death. I am just judging who has done how much sinful past activities and I am rewarding accordingly. So I am not controller of death. Who is controller of death? Then Yamaraj, Mahakal Purusha is controller of death. You go to Mahakal Purusha, he can stop the death of your grandfather. Vyasadeva is preparing to go to Mahakal Purusha. The grandfather, he went to Yamaraj. Yamaraj, you please accompany with me. You may speak few words to Mahakal Purusha that he listened to stop my death. And Yamaraj saw the Vyasadeva's grandfather, he felt obligated. Okay, I'll go with you. So they all went to Mahakal Purusha. Then Vyasadeva said, Mahakal Purusha, you are controller of death. And my grandfather, he doesn't want to die. Please help us, please stop his death. Then Mahakal Purusha said, yes, I am controller of death. But what is destined to, what will happen, I don't know all these things. You please go to Chitragupta's office. He has all the records, you will check. Then Vyasadeva preparing to go to Chitragupta's office. Then again, the grandfather went to Mahakal Purusha. Oh Mahakal Purusha, please come with me. You can say few words on my behalf to Chitragupta to stop my death. Then Mahakal Purusha also accompanied. So grandfather accompanied with Yamaraj, Vyasadeva, and Mahakal Purusha. The grandfather, they all went to Chitragupta's office. And Chitragupta is sitting there, keeping record, very powerful computer. His hard disk is not ordinary hard disk. so much record he has there, no? So then Vyasadeva told, he's my grandfather. He doesn't want to die. Please, can you check his record? What is happening to him? How can you stop his death? Then Chitragupta checking the record of his grandfather, checking. He said, he has no death. Your grandfather, the record says, he will not die, he is not death. So everybody very happy, oh, that is what we want. So there all the above celebrate, no? They want to celebrate, very good, for the good news. Then Chitragupta says, wait a minute. Actually, he has no death. But he will only die if any time it happens that Vyasadeva, Mahakal Purusha, Yamaraj, they come together, then only he will die. And as soon as before he finishes his speech, grandfather gone. So what lesson we get from here? Grandfather was destined not to die. According to the record, he was destined not to die. But what he did, all he went to call all these three people, you come together so that I will die. You see, the death is in our hand. We are making plan for dying. The reality is, the art of living, you are trying to live better means you are trying to die in better. All our endeavor, all our effort, how we live more time is our endeavor ends up how we die quickly. Yes, that is what happens. That is why Prabhupada saying, sadhan kara, bhajan kara, marte janle hai. So though death is an unpalatable subject matter, so in this book death very systematically I have collected from different parts of scriptures and put together. What is the meaning of death? One has to understand how to overcome death, different aspects of death. If you understand death, then it makes us very easier to surrender to Krishna. So thank you all very much. I'm very, very thankful to Gauranga Prabhu also to give me opportunity to meet all of you, to give you this great message of death. Thank you so much.
So we are presenting two books, one on death and other on how to conquer death. So thank you Maharaj for that brilliant presentation, and the subject matter which we just discussed is on display below at the bookstall. And the final call, Death, by His Holiness Bhakti Purushottam Swami Maharaj is available at a discounted price for students especially. So the actual price is 250, but we are putting it on sale today for 200 rupees only. And this is the book on Sri Jagannath Ji, various pastimes of Lord Jagannath, which has been compiled. Incidentally, Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj is from Jagannath Puri. That's his hometown.
But so, Jagannath kicked me out of the Puri. Last 30 years.
Into Lord Chaitanya's lap. So please do have a look at these books which are on display below. And once again, may I remind you about tomorrow's lecture series on Srimati Radharani and the announcements for today.